Chicago, this is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Stream the show on the new ESPN Chicago app. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now, on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
So, good day for our baseball teams yesterday, Jonathan. Good morning to you, to Jeff, Danny, and JR.
Morning.
White Sox win. Cubs win. Cubs got really good starting pitching out of Jake Arrieta. It was cold. They got enough offense. Found a way to win a baseball game. White Sox have, as Carm tweeted out, a catcher's interference problem.
Yes, because their catcher is a DH.
That guy stinks as a catcher.
But I knew that coming in. And you, and what I
great
thought,
pitch framer, though, Hoodie.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that is just nonsense. You know, I want to say, okay, Grandal's coming. I know that he's not the best catcher, but you will trade solid offense for average defense. You want to have better defense back there. I get that. But I would not want Zach Collins in there every day.
No.
So I'll take what I get from Grandal.
Yeah, but if you could go back in time, you'd rather have James McCann can.
Well, I mean, that's my guy.
Yeah.
That's the guy that I wish that would still be with the White Sox because he could do both.
Correct.
Find a catcher could do both, can be able to really handle a pitching staff and hit the ball pretty good.
Wilson Contreras.
You never know. You know, hey, by the time you get to the deadline, if you're struggling, I'd love to have him. I'm sure a lot of teams would like to have Wilson.
Yeah, I would lock him up. Anyway, last night, White Sox get a win.
Yeah.
Carlos Rodon was solid.
What a bum. That's Rodon. Horrible last night. Did you watch the game?
I watched some of it, yeah.
Oh, gave up not only three hits, but a run. What happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Well, he's falling off the table.
Horrible since the no-hitter. So they get a win.
Yeah.
And then the Cubs need a win. The offense was held in check. It was a cold night at Wrigley. I get it. But Jake stepped up. When you see Jake with no sleeves, you know that guy means freaking business.
Yep.
And then they had Albert Almora Jr.'s return to Wrigley because he's now a Met. He's a backup outfielder for the New York Mets. And he and Rizzo were embracing when he came in to pinch run at first base. And they played a video tribute. It was like, what? Not even 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was awesome. He scored maybe the most important run in a baseball game in my lifetime. That's the game-winning run. I know they tacked on another one. But the game-winning run, if you look at the box score, goes to Albert Almora Jr. He gets 70 seconds of a video tribute, and some people are like, wait, why are you giving a video tribute to Albert Almora?
So, what? 70 seconds? Did they just keep replaying the run that he scored?
He had some other good plays.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That long, illustrious Albert Almora career?
Hey, man, the lazy fly ball to center field. That's hard. Was able to catch a couple of those.
Were there a couple of those in that package?
Yes, but I think to Cap's point, Game 7, you had to describe that play that people forget against Cleveland in the World Series, right?
He tagged up from first, and if you watch the MLB video Brett and I watched the other day, and you hear the whole bench group, tag up! And I'm thinking, back then, I was like, oh, God, he's going to get thrown out at second base. And you hear Joe Buck, really great heads-up base running by Albert Almora Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hit by Zobrist, and in comes the run, and the Cubs win the World Series.
Hold on. You know what? You're doing a good job, but let me grab the highlights so that fans know what we're listening to, because that was such a memorable moment. Oh, wait, it's not in the system.
It's so memorable that you have to describe it in great detail. I've produced 99% of the shows that you've done since the Cubs have won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Today is the first day I ever heard you mention that play and how meaningful it was to you. And you're not a man that, you know, withholds on repeating yourself. You would think if that was such a key play in the lifetime of a David Emmanuel Kaplan, I would have heard about it numerous times. But go ahead. Tribute Albert Almora Jr. He's deserving.
Do you ever meet someone who you really care about. We celebrated his birthday, and he's as petty as they come when Albert Almora Jr. returns to town. He scored the greatest run in Danny's freaking sports life. He was in Cleveland, and I guarantee you, Zetterman was standing up, terrified like all Cubs Nation, and when that guy tagged up and got the second, all right, here we go. Attaway, Albert. Guarantee you that's what he was doing in Progressive Field, and now that phony SOB Cub fan in there is whizzing all
wait
over
a minute.
Albert Almora Jr.
Wait a minute with the calling people phony, mister. I'm buying Sox season tickets now because they're going to be the good team in town. Slow your roll on calling people phony, first and foremost. Second of all, Albert Almora played a role on that 2016 Cubs team. I'm not denying it. What I brought up today that bothered me is, where do you draw the line for video tributes? Will they have a video tribute for every single member of the 2016 Cubs when they return to Wrigley Field? Because now that they did Albert Almora Jr., you almost have to.
Well, just keep in mind, the good times have not been there at Wrigley Field since 16. So you just want to remind people that, yeah, we were once a World Series championship team. So if you've got to get the trainer with highlights, if you've got to get old broadcast, whatever you need to do to remind people that the Cubs were once good, you know, that was a viable contender, then if you got to go with Albert Almora, you take him. That's why you do it.
Yeah, hold on a second.
It's the feel good. Oh. It's a bone chilling night at Wrigley Field. It's April. Almora's here. Just roll the highlight. Because there's nothing else going on with this team. All the rest of it is negative or meet in the middle, is it not?
Yes, you're exactly right. Where they're at, and they got a good win last night, thrilled. I watched it, enjoyed it. I watched the Sox, enjoyed that. I have the same number of tickets to the White Sox that I do to the Cubs. Okay? So let's just be clear here. And when they play, I want the Cubs to whip them. Period. I'm going to root for the White Sox when they don't play the Cubs. Period. This guy, like, you just asked me, Danny and Jay Hood, you asked the two of us if they're going to do a tribute for every member of the 2016. Every member didn't score the freaking winning run of Game 7 of the World Series after 108 damn years. Tribute away. I don't care if they give the guy a tribute every effing day he plays on in another uniform at Wrigley for the rest of his natural-born life. Take that.
How about that?
He's Albert damn Almora.
Well, I mean,
is Spencer Patton still in the league?
I don't think so.
When he comes to town, he was on the 2016 Cubs.
He was not on the World Series team.
But he was there. Let's have a tribute to him.
He wasn't
Trevor
in the
Cahill,
World
Series. Where's he playing? Is he somewhere?
He wasn't on the World Series team either.
Wait, what about Brian Mattis?
He wasn't on the World Series.
He gave you an inning that year.
And that was one of the great comeback wins.
Absolutely.
But John Lester scored on the
Sunday Night Baseball. Brian Mattis steps in the middle of the season when it seems like the Cubs season's all of a sudden falling apart. He gives you, 9 outs, 6 earned runs, and he sparks the comeback that leads to the 2016 World Series victory. Get the Brian Mattis video ready. Let's roll it.
Was he on the World Series team?
He's on the roster.
He was not on.
Are we talking about the playoff roster? What do we do?
We're talking about the World Series roster that the Chicago Cubs ran out in the greatest moment of my sports life.
So if you make the World Series roster, that 7-game stretch, you're video worthy no matter what.
And if you play and you play a key role like Chris Coughlin, lovely man. He did not do anything.
Right.
No. But Miguel Montero, he got a big hit.
What about Justin Grimes? He's still in the league? Because he was on the World Series roster. Is he getting a video tribute?
I don't think he's still in the league.
Almora pinch ran.
Miami Marlins broadcaster Todd Hollinsworth. Da-da-da-da. Wave your hand, Holly. You were part of the team. You and Cap, wave your hand. I like that.
Where's our rings?
Well, I mean, hey, listen.
Crane.
No, you got your ring.
Yeah.
Yeah, Felix Reyes has it.
Yeah, exactly.
Nonetheless, so I would look at it like this.
Deep.
If you
Mark Grody got it.
Mellor with the deep cut, yes. I understand that. I mean, if you ran the grounds crew, you might have one.
Maybe.
No, not like you weren't working hard enough during those years. It wasn't like you weren't working hard enough to earn one. But whatever, right? So I think that because the Cubs don't have a lot of good moments, that's why you roll out the film of Almora. And listen, you know, it might be minute and small to some people, but again, just remember the ninth inning in that spot. And Al Mora, how many more years does he have left? If you're going to honor him now while he's coming through Chicago.
You know, the Sox Fest a few years ago, I'm doing Sports Talk Live.
Sure.
On Thursday, we get a call in the morning. Our former great producer, Tom Cooper, and Danny Wysocki said, hey, they want to know if you want to interview Julio Cruz of the White Sox.
Yes.
And
hell yeah.
People in the newsroom are like, why do we want to talk to Julio Cruz?
83.
Who is that? He scored the what they called on the broadcast the golden run. That was a tag up to bring him home to win the division in 83, winning ugly.
Against the Mariner.
And I have an autographed baseball of his. You know how he signs it? Happiness always, Julio Cruz. And I'm like, I love that guy.
Juice Cruz.
Exactly. Juice Cruz. And so they did a tribute to him at the convention. He scored the winning run, Danny, in a division.
Our guy scored
in the World Series.
That's at the convention. They need to fill time at the convention. This is not before a nationally televised game against one of the teams from the largest market in the world. It is the largest market, New York. Listen, Cap, it's fine. Just admit right now that you're a participation trophy guy. You've always been on this high horse that you hate participation trophies, but now you want to celebrate Albert Elmora's participation trophy. It's cool. That's who you are. Orange slices in high C for everybody.
Wow.
Chicago.
Were you the one, Danny, that wants to retire Joakim Noah's number?
No. No. Never said that. Got the wrong guy here.
Somebody does.
But what does that have to do with you being a participation trophy guy now?
What did Joakim ever win?
But we're not talking about Joakim. You brought him up. Now you're arguing with yourself. Nobody mentioned Joakim Noah or his jersey in the last 14 minutes of this show until you did, and now you're arguing about Joakim Noah.
Anybody that doesn't like that they showed a 70-second freaking video.
Do we know that it was 70 seconds or were you just ballparking?
Did you see the video?
I don't believe Elmore has
seen it. So you didn't see it.
I read about it.
Well, you know what? I didn't see it because Cubs Twitter did not tweet it out. That's how you know they're not like, oh, this is a big deal. They can't even send it out on their social media.
But how could you defend it and say it was only 70 seconds if you didn't even see it?
I want you all to listen to what's happening here to the show. The first segment, you have two Cub fans arguing on whether or not.
One's a Sox fan.
No, this is a Cub fan next to me, too. I mean, he's just part of the bandwagon because he knows that I'm cool and the Sox are cool. That's why he's doing it.
Exactly.
So just understand. I want people to understand what's happening here in the first 11, 12 minutes of the show. Two Cub fans arguing about Al Mora. It just shows you. It shows you how piss poor this Cubs team is when this is what we have. Now, first of all, if you're ever going to have a video, do it against that boring game yesterday in which the Cubs beat the Mets. You couldn't find scoring. You couldn't find scoring in that game. You couldn't find hits in that game. So here's where we are, Cub fans. Do you think Al Mora should have been honored yesterday? And you juxtapose that to a terrible Met Cub game yesterday. This is where we are right now.
Sidebar, may I approach?
Yes, you may. You have an exhibit.
The guy in there who just despises everything about Albert Elmora Jr. that he doesn't want to give him a video.
Listen, don't do what you do. That's not what I said. Listening's a skill. I like Albert Elmora. I appreciate his contributions. You are going from A to Z to skew the argument in your direction. I just said Albert Elmora Jr. was not worthy of a video tribute. A video tribute should be for the people that made the most memorable contributions to that 2016.
He scored the game-winning
Rizzo. He is not Kyle Schwarber. He is not John Lester. He is not one of the faces of that 2016 team. Save the participation tribute for something else.
Yeah, but the Sox fan in there calls your mean Mercedes the most exciting athlete in Chicago sports.
He's got
more career highlights than Al Mora does.
No, he does not. Really? A few hits in April versus scoring the winning run in Game 7 of the World Series after 108 years. We ain't the damn Yankees.
First of all,
we haven't won 27 of them.
Wasn't even in a walk-off run, first of all. They still had to go out there and get the outs. We all know that's the highlight that everybody actually remembers. Chris Bryant smiling as he throws it to Anthony Rizzo.
Well, that's the highlight people remember.
Well, us astute baseball fans know how important that tag-up and winning run was.
By the pinch runner. 17 games in, Yermin Mercedes has more career highlights than Albert Elmora.
Let me know when he is contributing on a World Series Game 7 stage. I'll let you know
in October.
Yeah.
You'll know in October.
And you can come sit in my season tickets.
No, I will not.
Don't say contributing. Say participating, because that's the trophy. Participation.
Your mean Mercedes played first for the Sox yesterday.
Wow.
Do you look for him in the lineup every day? Is he the most entertaining athlete in town these days?
Don't be laughing. Just read it.
312-332-3776. And if you'd like to weigh in, that they gave a 70-second tribute to Albert Almora Jr., and some people are just bitter. We'll be right back.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
Our new morning show. This is Cap and Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Bryant on 2-2. High fly ball into center. Back is Davis. One step from the wall. Tagging is Almora with great base running. And into second with one out. Good heads up base running off the bench for Albert Almora.
That's right. And he scored the game-winning run. Game-winning. That's correct.
That is one of the worst highlights in the history of sports radio. As far as just not a home run, not a strikeout, not a no-hitter, just that play, it meant something. But as a standalone, it's kind of like, okay, but you got to see the circumstances.
Correct.
But as a standalone, it's like, it's not exciting. It's just...
Bryant on 2-2.
Yeah.
High fly ball into center. Back is Davis. One step from the wall. Tagging is Almora with great base running. And in the second with one out.
And the amazing thing is,
get out of there.
Good heads up base running off the bench for Albert Almora.
And the amazing thing is,
Hall of Fame.
I'm outside the stadium at this point.
Oh, God.
About to throw up because of that Rajay Davis homer. Zetterman's in the ballpark. And when Albert Almora Jr. is tagging up, attaboy, Albert! Way to get the second! Let's go!
I don't think you understand my argument, and I'm going to say it now for the ninth time in literally 22 minutes. I like Albert Almora. Albert Almora contributed to the 2016 Cubs. Albert Almora helped them win a World Series. Period. New sentence. Albert Almora did not deserve a tribute. Twitch is a great place. Everybody should check us out on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. The Twitchers make two good points they want you to answer, Kaplan. Mm-hmm. First one is, will the Cubs have a tribute for Addison Russell when he comes back to town, since he was more important to that 2016 team than Albert Almora?
Oh,
and
God.
Secondly, this is a Cubs organization that wants to have tributes for Albert Almora Jr., but won't let one of the greatest Cubs in history back in the ballpark in Sammy Sosa. Please, Kaplan, the floor is yours.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, really quick, mm-hmm. just to make sure we're clear, I like Albert Almora Jr.
Yes.
He contributed to the 2016 Cubs.
Yes.
However, not tribute worthy.
Okay.
I got it, Danny. I heard your 3 points right there. Your response?
My response is, when the Cubs announce that they're playing in the Korean League, maybe we will honor Albert Almora or Addison Russell. He plays for Korea now. Like, I'm doing the Moneyball line. I don't think you're starting Pena. He plays for Detroit now. That guy plays in the KBO because he's a jackass. Okay? Have we settled that one?
Yes.
Okay? And I think he's going to spend the winter playing in the Mexican League. So unless he and Jake Taylor want to come up and play against the Cubs in the Mexican League, no, there won't be a tribute.
How about Sam Sosa?
He's getting effed, and I've told the powers that be over there know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants a job, he's got to play by their rules and apologize for whatever it is. He's told me to my face, in his place, in Florida, with a camera rolling, I don't need their money, I don't need a job. I simply want to feel welcome in the ballpark. Then open the damn doors and let him in and honor him.
Yes. And by the way, great highlight of Jack Buck. Still better than Pat Hughes, even with a 5-5 ball, a tag up right there. Still better than what Pat did.
Bryant on 2-2. High fly ball into center. Back center is Davis. One step
catch.
From the wall.
Almora
tagging
catch.
Is Almora with great
and
base
Almora
running. And into second with one out. Good heads up base running off the bench for Albert Almora.
By the way, I watched that play at last commercial break as I was rolling it in.
Uh-huh.
It was more Raji Davis not even paying attention.
Did you see how flat-footed he was?
Yeah, it wasn't even Almora. It was Davis being a bad defender in center field.
Well, hold on a second.
Well, maybe the Cubs should honor Raji Davis then.
Hold on a second, Jeff. You can't wait to watch and see that. He was going, period. He was going, and Raji Davis screwed it up.
I love it. I love it.
Let's go to the phones.
Anything on the Cub game yesterday? 3-1? No? Okay, go ahead.
And whatever.
Nothing on the Cub and
the Met. The fact that that team's in dead last in the division, or what are they now? Tied? Whatever. They're up the track. The fact that where they're at today, they should all be embarrassed up there. Embarrassed. Spend hundreds of millions of dollars, and all I keep hearing is, oh, the owner's cheap. Are you out of your effing mind?
I understand.
He spent, add up, 17, 18, 19, and 20. He spent $1 billion. A billion. That ain't on how much they spent. It's who they freaking spent it on and the performance of the guys wearing the uniform. And we want to argue that Albert Almora, who scored the greatest run in the history of the franchise, does. And let me go back. How about the diving catch he made in San Francisco to save that series?
I recall that as well. All of that, I think, deserves some recognition. I just didn't expect it to happen in 2021. It's happening now.
It's his first return.
A great tweet from Brad Bruce on Twitter. He says, you know why Albert Almora didn't deserve a tribute? I forgot he wasn't on the team anymore.
Oh. Wow. So the phone lines we go.
Let's go to Joe in Portage. Hey, Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning, Joe.
So, Cap, I hate to be that guy, but I'm going to.
Bring it on. I got big shoulders.
No, you don't.
Almora did not score the game-winning run. When he went to second base, Brizzo got walked. Zobrist hit the double. Uh-huh. That scored Almora. Brizzo went to third. Uh-huh. Montero, they made their game 7-6. Uh-huh. Then Montero gets the hit, scores Brizzo to make it 8-6.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm aware.
Right. And then in the bottom of the 10th.
Yeah, they got a run.
Indians, so Almora, to be technical here, Almora scored the go-ahead run, not the game-winning run.
To be technical, you're incorrect. If you score the run that puts you ahead, you could score 40 more, and they score 39 more, and they lose by a run. You scored the game-winning run, sir. He got the go-ahead run that turned into the winning run. The Montero RBI was not the game-winning RBI.
But Cap, that made the game 8-6.
It doesn't matter. The way baseball
and then
scores
the Indians,
it. Matter. The game-winning run, by the rules, was Albert Almora.
Well, I mean, hey,
Hoodie, you're a baseball announcer. Am I right?
You are correct.
Am I a baseball announcer? No.
No. I said Hoodie is a baseball announcer.
I'm here too, Joe, and I think Cap's right.
Sounds good. Hey, I mean, I did not know that's how they scored. I just saw with my eyes, because when the Indians scored a run, if the Cubs did not score that run, it'd be 7-7, and the game would still be continuing on.
That's not how they score. But thank you, Joe. I love you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
See ya. 312-332-3776. Andrew on the Tri-State is on Danny's side. Hey, Andrew.
Hey there.
What's up, man?
Hi, Drew.
Hey, I'm chiming in almost as a sort of a third party here. I'm not a Sox fan. I'm not a Cubs fan. So I'm coming at it from a little bit of a different perspective. But I'm thinking back. I see Cap's point a little bit. I mean, as a Brewers fan, we still replay Nigel Morgan's game-winning run, but we didn't have a tribute for him, obviously, because he kind of dropped out of the league. But at the same time, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, you know, I'm trying to think of players that got us over the edge to get to playoffs or get to divisional titles, and I'm thinking about, like, would we really run a tribute for a Jimmy Nelson who carried us in one of the seasons as a pitcher?
Sure.
And I see both sides a little bit, but I think I got to side with why Albert Almora, of all people, to try and honor with that.
They're going to honor a lot of people when they come back. They honored Jake when he was pitching with the Phillies the night. I appreciate your call, man. The night.
Jake Arrieta, you're talking about, right?
Darvish. When Darvish was facing him, yep. Darvish even stepped off the mound, took his hat off,
and bowed to him as they played the video. And they honored Jake. They honored a bunch of, when John Lester rolls through, he'll get a video. There's
a so big, now Albert Almora belongs in the conversation with Jake Arrieta and John Lester.
No, what I'm saying is,
well, they do have something in common. They all are Cubs, and they're championship Cubs.
Correct.
I mean, don't you? So here's the thing about this, right? Let's just take a look at it in perspective. When you have a championship team, don't you embrace everyone? You embrace everyone, right? Even the 85 Bears, all the way down to special teams, Fred Cato, all these guys, coaches, people remember everybody, right? And so because it doesn't happen very often, this is why everyone's embraced. Like when the Houston Astros play the White Sox, I'm sure there'll be some kind of Jeff Blum coverage, a 30-second video of Jeff Blum for his, you know, short time being with the White Sox in 05.
Right.
So that's my point is that, my point on all of it is this, is that it doesn't bother me that they honored him for a video, however long it was. It's just that the Cubs are not going through a lot of good times. And if that's a feel-good moment, put it on the screen.
Exactly,
that's
right.
That's my whole thing.
Totally agree.
When the Bulls 72-win team, right, Judd Bushler, after he left that team, when he came back to the United Center, did they honor him? Those honors were saved for Pippen, Jordan, and Rodman.
I'll bet you they did.
There's no shot. Judd Bushler had some big buckets and some big playoff games. He's not getting honored. Like you honor and you tribute the guys whose faces are the hood ornaments of the franchise. Yeah.
And I don't even know if we had video boards back in like 1999 or whatever.
Cubs, you mean?
No, at the United
Center. United Center? Well, yeah, the scoreboard. You could put something on up there.
Well, I'm sure they did. Yeah. Welcome back, Judd Bushler.
Will you, Darvish, get a video tribute?
Yes.
I'm just asking because he wasn't on the championship team. No. He was the second, the runner-up to Cy Young in 2019, right?
Yes, yeah. He will get something if he starts here. Absolutely he will.
I'm just asking. I don't know what the barometer is.
Well, the answer to that question is no. What's your name? No.
Really?
Why should he?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Well, he was the
champion.
Second in Cy Young. Oh, so only championship.
Yeah.
You could be more, like, you, Darvish, is more valuable to the Cubs than anything Almora ever did. He just happened to not play on a World Series winning team.
Yeah, if that's the case, you're just honoring every former Cub, every former White Sox. I don't think that's necessary. I think that if you've accomplished something, say, for instance, he was Cy Young in a Cubs uniform. All right, cool. Welcome back. You, Darvish.
But second place, not good enough.
No! For what? Now you're wasting time. Now you're pandering. If you've got a ring, you've done something special for the organization, absolutely. But just not some dude. That doesn't work.
Gotcha. Like advancing on a sack.
Is that not? All right.
Wow.
But he was part of the championship.
All right. We're into this Albert Almora thing. Do you have a problem with it? Plus, your mean Mercedes played first base for the Sox yesterday. Is he one of the... Is he
just
the most entertaining athlete in town these days?
I don't believe it, and I can't read it. Just read it.
I just think it's such a joke.
But it's a good conversation that you and I are going to have.
Yeah, we are.
How about that?
You ever heard of Patrick Kane? We'll take a quick time out, and we will be right back.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah.
And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
With my guy Hoodie, I'm Cap. 312-332-3776. Zetterman, Neller, Strauss. We're here every weekday, 7 until 10. And please download the ESPN Chicago app for iPhone and Android. And you can stream the station in crystal clear sound. And you can also get our podcasts, which are up as soon as the show ends. And you can listen to them at your leisure. You've got the Under the Hood Basketball Podcast, the Armchair Nutritionist of Daniel Zetterman, and the rest of the station's shows. Well, let's go back to the phones, Hoodie. What do you say?
So what are we talking about here? Are we talking about the importance of Albert Almora? Should he have been a guy that was honored by the Cubs yesterday because he was with a 60-second, 70-second video? Because he came back, he plays for the New York Mets now. And also still to come, we'll talk about your mean Mercedes. He played first base. As I watched the White Sox yesterday. He could do everything. Yeah, he gave up a run pitching too, but I think he could do anything on the diamond that you ask him to do.
Yeah, and he just looks like a guy having a lot of fun.
Of course.
He paid his dues to get there. No question.
It's been a long road.
Long road.
Yeah.
No
doubt.
So good
for him.
Absolutely. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Ephraim in Schaumburg. Hey, Ephraim, what's up, man?
Hey, so I don't really care what the MLB says about game-winning runs. He didn't technically score the game-winning run. It was a go-ahead.
No,
I get your point.
No, he technically did.
I get your point. But really, it was the go-ahead run, and I'm not minimizing it. But I still don't think he should get a video tribute. I mean, you know, what did he really do other than base run normally?
So should it be just for stars, or should it be honoring everyone, Ephraim?
No, it can be for anyone who did something that was worthy of a tribute. I mean, if he hit the home run, for example, that gave us the World Series, or if he stole second and he stole third or something, but he went to second on a sack fly, and then he was driven in. I mean, I don't see what the big deal was. I get that it's the World Series, but I don't get it.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess, Ephraim, we appreciate the phone call. Because it happens so often for the Cubs, you just skip a few guys here and there. See, it's not just about stars. If it was a highlight package that was on ESPN or FS1 to be able to describe what happened with the championship Cubs, that's one thing. But it's a family, I thought.
Correct.
I thought. It's just like everyone that did something should, if it's not going to be honored, at least mentioned.
Correct.
Like, he was part of the team.
Correct.
And in the closing moments of the Cubs winning the World Series, Almora was on the field.
Correct.
So, I don't know.
Let's go to Mike in Inverness. Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. So help me understand this whole, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but help me understand the game-winning run. So if we're in the first inning and Javi Baez hits a homer and puts him up 1-0, and the game ends 10-9, Cubs win, so Javi Baez on the first gets the game-winning run?
I'm going to read it to you. This is the rule from Baseball Reference. The game-winning run, also known as the game-winning RBI, is awarded to the player credited with an RBI on the difference-making run in the game. This, by definition, is the run which gives the team the lead in the game, and it never relinquishes it afterwards. So if it ends, if they go up 1-0, then they go up 10-0, they win 10-9, that initial run is the game-winning run.
That makes sense. So relinquishing the lead is the key there.
Correct.
Got it.
Thanks, man.
You.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
312-332-3776. We're also talking about Yermin Mercedes because we were discussing in the IDOT bullpen where we do our pre-show meeting.
Yeah.
We were doing the IDOT bullpen, and we were talking about this. We were talking about Yermin Mercedes, and I believe it was Daniel N. Zetterman who made the comment. He thinks he's the most exciting player in Chicago sports right now. By the way, drive responsibly in construction and work zones because it really is a matter of life or death. Learn more online through social media at lifeordeathillinois.com. I immediately said, Yermin Mercedes is the most exciting athlete in Chicago sports? Stop yourself. It's a cool story, but on April the 21st, yeah, I can't co-sign that.
I would say that he's the most intriguing, Danny. I would say he's the most intriguing athlete because of the backstory. Like, he's not going to give you 4-for-4 every night, but when you see him at the plate, he's a must-watch. I told you before, Cap, being a White Sox fan, being at Old Comiskey, watching Frank Thomas, you were standing there in the hot dog line, or you had to watch that at bat. There was no bathroom break to see Frank because you didn't know what he's going to do, walk or hit a home run, because he was that good as on the right side.
But when you were a younger child, at that age, how old? You were in your late teens?
20s, Frank, yeah.
20s?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank was his first eight full seasons in the big leagues are arguably the greatest eight seasons by a right-hand hitter in the history of the sport.
No question. But when you see Mercedes out there, because he doesn't look like the modern athletes are supposed to look like, because they're supposed to eat a certain way, they're supposed to look a certain way. Well, with Mercedes, because he's so rare, because he had that background of the minor leagues and finally gets a bite of the apple, finally in a White Sox uniform, it's a cool story.
Plus, he looks like he's having fun.
Yes, and he's a DH that's hitting home runs I haven't seen since Joe Borcher or Frank in a White Sox uniform.
Correct.
That length, the amount of the type of home runs he's hitting, they're monstrous shots.
Also, Abreu last night hit one. Still hadn't landed.
Welcome to the season, Abreu.
Wow.
There's no MVP.
Slump over.
Well, there's no MVP chant from this White Sox fan until I see more of the MVP Abreu. Welcome to the season. You know, if I wanted to watch Baez hit, I'd be a Cub fan. That's what I've been seeing at first base, Baez instead of Abreu. All right, so welcome to the season finally. So that's why when Danny is excited, because it gives him something. You're getting that. You're not getting that from the Blackhawks. You know what Zach LaVine is with the Bulls. You're not getting that from the Cubs. So he's got, now he's leaning in on Mercedes because it's interesting, right? It's compelling.
It's such a great story.
What are you whispering?
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Here he goes again. It's called displacement in psychology. He's jumping on the Sox bandwagon. Thus, I must be, because I find Mercedes entertaining. Here's the thing. Two nights ago, the dude is pitching in a game. Last night, I look at the Sox lineup. He's playing first. I'm a Cubs fan. I had all intentions of watching the Cubs game. But when I see he's playing first, there's something intriguing. Like, I want to see him play first. I want to see what's going on with him in a position. And that's why I think he's the most exciting player in sports right now in Chicago, because there's something about him that I have to see what he's going to do on a nightly basis. And there's no other athlete right now for me that's going to do that. And you brought up Patrick Kane, and that's fine. But it's like, been there, done that. It's not new and exciting. With Mercedes, there's something about it where it's like there's so much intrigue in him. And like what he brought up, he looks so different.
All right, we get to all of your calls because the phone lines are hopping. Most exciting athlete in our town right now, and Albert Elmore got a tribute video, and some are triggered by that. 312-332-3776. Be right back. Take that.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Enjoy the show each morning in your Instagrammies at Cap Jay Hood on Instagram.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Talking about the most exciting athlete right now in Chicago sports. Is it your mean Mercedes, Patrick Kane, Zach LaVine? Who is it? Chris Bryant? Rizzo? Anyway, 312-332-3776. And Albert Elmore got a 70-second video tribute that triggered some people. Same people also are triggered by a nun, so figure that one out.
All right, just don't need to take shots at Danny. You could do the show.
I never mentioned his name.
Or say my name. Like, yeah. I have no problem if you're quoting something I've said.
Just leave
but
him alone.
Some people are they. I think he's confused whether it's me or the voices in his head.
Just the
anyway, let's go back to the phones. Where do you want to go? We got them locked and loaded.
We have a lot of calls here. How about Roger on the north side on Captain J Hood?
Roger, you're next, man.
Hey, guys, really quick. I just don't think that Elmore should have received a video. If we're the Yankees and we have 27 titles, he doesn't get one. But because we're the Cubs and it's been a long time, that's why he got one. So
that's the point.
That's my take on that.
That's the point.
That's it, Roger.
That was the crux of my point, Roger. It's been 108 damn years. The guy scores the run that puts you ahead to stay. And guess what? 70 seconds out of our pathetic loser lives if you're a Cubs fan. So, tribute away.
I would just say, because you're not that championship club and have as many championships as the Yankees, you don't have the right to just move someone aside. He happened to be there in the closing moments of that World Series.
Correct.
So that's why that matters to me.
Correct. Well said. Back to the phones, 312-332-3776. Let's go to Mark. He's next. Hey, Mark, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, how are you? Love the show, guys.
Appreciate you.
Hey, Mark.
So my thoughts on Elmore video, I do agree. I am pro the tribute. I think if a tribute for somebody who was a somebody for the Cubs. You talked about being a family. You know, he grew up with the Cubs. He was the prospect for however long. He's part of the Cubs for years. And he feels, as a family, I think he deserved the tribute, especially being part of a World Series team. Not necessarily everyone who's on that team needs a tribute, but someone who's part of the family for a while, and Elmore has that name.
Well said, Mark. Outstanding perspective. Thanks.
And how many starts for Elmore that year? How many games did he start with the Cubs? The reason why I asked that question is because I think he started the lion's share of the time in the outfield, in the center field, didn't he?
No, Fowler did.
Fowler did.
In 2016, he really wasn't a regular. He only played in 47 games.
Now, the very next year, Hoodie, he did play a lot more.
That's what I remember. Okay.
Right. He had 117 plate appearances. Yeah, he hit 3 home runs. He drove in 14, and he scored
the game winner.
Massive run.
Yep.
And that unforgettable move up to second base on that sack fly.
That's correct. How many times does Joe Buck call a game and announce great base running?
Probably more than I can remember, because I never remember when he says great base running.
Wow. Unbelievable.
It's just funny to me. I mean, after everything we saw yesterday, a wonderful win for the Cub against the Met yesterday, and then we come down to this.
God. You know, I wonder if when Joe Buck is hosting Jeopardy, he's going to work that in as a possible answer.
Probably.
Who scored the game-winning run in Game 7 of the 2016 World Series for the Cubs?
Astros
the
team!
Oh, no, she didn't.
She did not, no.
No.
Here I come. I'm going to score now. Porter, I'm going to score now. Boomer Schooner. Boomer Schooner. Look at me, I'm Boomer Schooner.
Get out of here, Gene.
All right.
We're going to win the white. We're going to win the right way.
Let's go back. We got so many calls. Let's go back to the phones. Owen is in Joliet. We're going all over the area. Hey, Owen, what's up, Sparky?
How's it going, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, Owen.
We're going to talk about the final moments of Game 7. We got to talk about Mike Montgomery. Did he get a video?
I believe he did when he came back. He was only on the mound when they clinched the World Series.
Let me tell you something. That was a key guy to that rotation. I was a big Montgomery fan. That was a very underrated signing, Montgomery, I thought, from the left side.
Yeah, they traded Daniel Vogelbach for him from Seattle. And I sat down with him that next year. And appreciate the call, man. I sat down with him. He said, I'll be honest with you. I didn't know I was getting traded. Never, ever thought that. Went in to get something out of his locker during a game. And then he's like on his phone. He's got all these text messages. Hey, congrats. Walked out. He goes, I just got traded to the Cubs. This is horrible. And two of his teammates went, dude, you're going to the freaking World Series.
Oh, yeah.
That team can win it.
Oh, yeah.
Are you crazy? Do you know how great it is there?
Versatile lefty was key, I thought, to the Cubs winning the World Series.
Yep.
One of the many keys.
All right. Back to your calls. Jesse Rogers at 815, 312-332-3776. Most exciting athlete in Chicago sports right now. And should Al Mora have gotten a video tribute? It's triggered some people. Be right back.
All right.